Hi there, this is Fiona from IELTS Exam Training Courses, and today we're looking at the second part of a reading that we started yesterday. Don't worry if you didn't listen to yesterday's, because I've broken them up to just make them simpler for you. This one's about mathematical reasoning, so it's about maths basically, and the type of question is matching statements to information in the text. So I'm going to run through the statements and give you the answers. If you want to try it yourself before you listen, then have a look on my Facebook and Instagram. I've posted it there, and then come back to the listening and I'll talk you through why those answers match. So question number 5 says a reference to books that assume a lack of mathematical knowledge. And the answer is H. Other scientists have written books for non-scientists, but had to omit meaning leave out. So if you write a book for non-scientists and you leave out the mathematics, then why would you do that? The answer is because you assume that people don't have mathematical knowledge. Statement number 6. Examples of people who each had abilities that seemed incompatible. So we're just looking for people and some reference to their abilities, and hopefully abilities that didn't seem to match. So sentence or paragraph E says a structural engineer who is an artist, an electrical engineer who is an opera singer. So you can see immediately there you've got people, you've got the engineer, artist, opera singer. Abilities, well, of course they're engineers, but they're also artists and opera singers. And these abilities seem to be incompatible. They don't seem to match. You wouldn't expect to find an engineer who's also an opera singer, for example. Statement number 7 is a claim that the whole of the book is accessible to everybody. Well, if the whole of the book is accessible to everybody, it matches number or letter F, which says anyone can understand every step in the reasoning. So you can see exact synonyms there. The whole of the book means every step. Can understand means it is accessible. And then to everybody means anyone can understand. Let's move on to the last one, statement number 8, which is a reference to different categories of intended readers of this book. And let's have a look at the answer. The answer is, as I wrote, I kept in mind 2 types of readers. Now that seems completely different, but again, it is the category of intended readers. So think about a word, you know, like intention. Intend means what you planned to read, or the person you planned or thought would read this book. And so when he says, I kept in mind 2 types of readers, the synonym for types is the categories. 2 types is different categories, and the readers are what he thought, or the people he thought would read his book, so he kept them in mind. So that was the second half of the matching statements. There were 8 in total. Today we just looked at 4. Yesterday we looked at the other 4, so go back and listen to yesterday's, or just have a look on my Instagram and Facebook, and there you can find the actual post and you can try them out for yourself. Sometimes it's better to just read for yourself before you listen. But the aim of my podcast is just for people who are in a hurry and they just want to listen to get an idea of some of the vocabulary that they will be expected to know. And it's just a regular 5 minutes daily listen to something related to IELTS. And remember that every little helps. Thanks for listening again, and listen into the next one tomorrow. Bye.